Entrepreneurship, this is something people are born with it. Yes, you can take classes and you can try to polish it and become better. But if you have that feeling inside, there is no reason to plan it, because as an entrepreneur, looking around, we see world differently. We see opportunities. We see chances. We see a way to start something different that many people can miss it.
This is Dr. Ayman Salem. Originally from Egypt, he moved to the United States in 1998 to pursue a PhD in material science and engineering at Drexel. Today, Dr. Salem lives in Dayton, Ohio, where in 2009, he founded his own company called Material Resources LLC, or MRL. MRL is a small dynamic company that specializes in something called material informatics, which has diverse applications for the aerospace industry. Like all other startups, MRL began as an idea that developed quickly.
So I started my company on paper in 2009 in my house. And at that time, it was a part-time effort, starting in my bedroom, then moved to my living room, then to a separate office in my house, then to a shared office space in a mall, and then a location in the Entrepreneurs Center in downtown Dayton, where I was able to hire more scientists and establish a characterization lab, which allows us to do both experiments and modeling. We are total about 6 people now. We have 2 labs and 2 office spaces. We are focusing on deploying the first cloud computing for material scientists and mechanical engineers. And we recently deployed our second cloud computing for 3D printing of metallic alloys.
Although MRL is already incredibly successful, Dr. Salem isn't stopping here. He has big plans for the future, including a spin-off company that will focus exclusively on cloud computing from microstructure informatics and material data science. His years of experience mean that Dr. Salem can offer words of advice to other immigrant entrepreneurs.
First of all, an immigrant entrepreneur, you have to be set in terms of emotional motivation to deal with the challenge that's going to face any entrepreneur, immigrant or non-immigrant. The second part, seek help. Go ask for help from people who has been down this path before. And surprisingly, there is a lot of people are willing to offer help with no return. Reach to the Entrepreneur Center, reach to the Small Business Administration office, reach to the mayor's office. They have people that they will help. And I think my advice goes for immigrants or non-immigrants, because the reality is, we need entrepreneurs. We need people who are willing to work in science, technology, engineering, and math, regardless of background, regardless of nationality, regardless of where they came from. I hope I can allow each one of us to tap into the engineer inside them. And to do that, they need tools. And this is what we are trying to establish. With the new revolution of the Internet of Things, and the revolution of 3D printing, I hope we are able to add 3D printing of metals on the menu of any person in-house, that you can start designing something you like to have, starting from something for your purse to a broken knob in your house. You can design it, go online, put that design in, seek a knowledge of an engineer by a software, or chat with one of us, and click print, and one of our collaborators will print it and send the printed part to you. If we accomplish that, and we make each house will have at least one manufacturer, even if it's a hobbyist manufacturer, eventually you're going to have a lot of entrepreneurs and small businesses, because we offer them knowledge at a very inexpensive cost.